The dragon leans across toward you, places one long finger under your chin, raises it. Your eyes are closed and your body feels weak and simple. She dives over. There is an impression of pneumatic grace, of simple air movement, and then she is above you, over you, her hands to either side of your head, her knees gripping around your waist. She sits against your body and you feel her nude form, the heat emanating from between her legs, from her breasts, from her breath as she kisses her way down your scalp over to your shoulder. She purrs. In the places we will go, there will be things that prey upon you, that emphasize your sensitivity. Remain calm, remain tranquil, remain restrained, retained under me. Your brain will try to rebel, your body will try to arouse, try to hold back. You are calm, you are peaceful, you are tranquil, you are safe. Her hands thrill and run between your legs, sensitizing and stimulating. Electricity seems to run from her in the best and safest and most sparkingly nervous system stimulating of ways. She leans in and breathes hotly in your ear, her perfume, her cologne, or perhaps it's just her body, cloves and spice and rum and smoke and darkness and pleasure. The fire from above you leans down and blazes over your mind. You remember the brief purple sparks in her eyes, her modest chest rubbing against yours. Her nipples are pointed, her body's aroused. Her wet, dripping juices have struck upon your leg and they feel hot, but only as hot as a hot bath's immersion. Nothing dangerous, but everything pleasurable, and she above you, and you try to hold back, try to restrain your mind. The more success you have, the more she pours the stimulation on, her hands gripping you, stimulating you, grabbing your ass, pulling you against her, pinning you down on the softest, most comfortable surface. In a tranquil, smoky place where incense flares and your mind sways to and fro between arousal and tranquility, between truth and simplicity. She is above you, and then she grabs your forearms, pins them down to the surface under you, places her knees on your inner thighs, making your legs useless and jellied, an expert hold where when you try to squirm, you just get more enmeshed. She pushes your arms against your body, pinning them to your sides. You feel her wings, larger, enlarged, transformed, folding down, pinning you with her pinions, holding you back against her body. There is the impression of feathers, as though her wings were not scaled dragon wings, but some avenging thing from somewhere else. Her swaying hands, her gaze, her closeness, as she feels every inch of you, explores you, and clearly enjoys and arouses herself in the eagerness. She holds you to her body. You squirm, you drool, you feel her near, and her nearness is everything inside your mind right now. The strength of her resonant, sparking touch, the strength of her mind pouring over yours, your body submitting to hers. She touches so eagerly, so absolutely, that your body can't help but respond, but the very moment you feel arousal thrill up, your brain relaxes, and you float there in a haze, despite the imminence, the strength, the imposition, the power of her body. Your body has its own power, which is to remain tranquil, no matter how much you're being stimulated. Oh, the pleasure is there. The buzzing pleasure of arousal up your back to your brain, the way that all of you is caught in it. Caught in her control, her squeezing, dripping pussy is rubbing against your leg. Her scaled arms are wrapping around you in a tight hug, rubbing her chest against yours, and though it is modest, the nipples are warm, burning points of fire. She is turned on, and her hot breath in your ear brings every lewd word and fantasy to life, awakening within you thoughts you didn't know you had, thinking of her, thinking of giving her back the same stimulation, thinking of how your motions mirrored hers, how your arousal and hers blend. Rub together. Rub over your waiting mind, coating you in her sweat and need and ache, because she is rubbing her body against yours. She's getting off using your firm flesh rubbed between her legs against her breasts. She nips your neck, rubs a kiss across your shoulder blade, grabs your ass and pulls you to her. Her body is sinuous and nimble, and in one moment she is behind you rather than in front. She's gripping you from behind, her wings wrapping around. You're pulled tight to her. You feel her pressing her hips, her wet pussy to your ass. She grabs your hands, pins them behind your back, no, behind her back, pulling them back so you can grab her ass and pull her against you. It feels splendid. Pushing firmly against your hands, but so much. You grip and part and can't help but participate in this horny moment, even as you attempt to restrain your mind, attempt to keep your dirty thoughts to a minimum. You give in to her body rubbing sinuous against you, not the classical alluring form, but in her strength, in her closeness, in her pinning wings, in her purring words. There is simplicity and truth and a guidance. You breathe deeply and smoke and cloves and spices and rum find their way into your brain, your nose, your system, a warm cordial rising up of pleasured elixir from the pit of your belly to your waiting brain. You nod and allow her to guide you. You nod and allow her to control you. Controlled as you are, you give in to her. You give in to her caress, give in to her squeezing, pulling you against her, and all is right and good. You feel like you could control your mind more even in this place. You have the presence of mind to grab her ass and massage her back, to try and give her as good as you get, rubbing your butt and hips back into hers so she feels you pushing against her, feels your eagerness. She grabs your chest with both her hands, pulling and pinching your nipples, and you breathe deeply. But it is still a relaxed, calm kind of way. She rubs her cheeks against the back of your head, against yours, leaning over your shoulder in the process. She hugs you to her breast and squeezes you tight. You feel aroused, but there is a calm at the eye of the storm. The edges of your body, the periphery, the sexual systems are aroused, but there is a core of calm, cool desire at the heart of you that wants to be close. Wants to be near and desired and dear and warm. And you get to feel the warmth of her, get to feel the desire she has for you. You breathe deep. Slowly she settles you down on the pillow, places her hands on your shoulders, folds her legs around you, attaching to your back, clinging to you. You feel her nearness and warmth, but there is no urgency of arousal. There is only the calm peace of knowing you are together in this companionable moment. She leans against you and says, "That is how you hold things back. That is how you manage." And you realize that anyone trying to give you pleasure is a relaxed friend like her, that if you see them that way, you can feel calmer, less anxious, safer in the moment, and assess the real situation. Her intent was only for you to feel pleasure, but there was a calm friendship at the core of it. Learn to identify that, you realize, and you'll have no trouble with the nights to come. Which is good, because she rests herself against your back, pinning you with her wings wrapped around you like a cocoon. She tips over to the side, bringing both of you down on the pillow, and she begins to snooze.